WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports, taking a look at some of the scores from around the high school basketball courts last night. Yes, there were actually some games played on the day after Thanksgiving. Sioux City Helan was a 100-38 winner over Sioux City North in girls hoops. And at the Byron tournament, it was Sioux Rapids, Sioux Central over Kingsland, Minnesota in overtime, 50-41. In college hoops, Chris Allen scored 15 points. Royce White pulled down 16 rebounds. And Iowa State won its third-round game Friday, the South Padre Island Invitational, by beating Providence 64-54. Iowa State led by as many as 7 points in the first half, but Providence rallied after halftime to take a 34-33 lead on a Coleman three-pointer. A White dunk and two Chris Babb three-pointers quickly put the Cyclones back up by 7 points. Again, your final score, Iowa State over Providence, 64-54. Deion Mitchell scored 16 points. Anthony James added 14, and Northern Iowa held on to beat Rice 64-60 Friday in a South Padre Island Invitational game. Jake Koch had 10 points for the Panthers, who were up 55-45 with 3:26 left to play in that game. UNI ended up out-rebounding Rice 35-31 and outscored the Owls 13-5 on second-chance points. In women's college basketball, Maggie Lucas scored 18 points, including 6 in the final minutes, to help number 17 Penn State beat the Iowa State women 66-59 in the opening round of the John Esquegas Nugget Classic on Friday. The Nittany Lions, at 4-1 on the season, will play Nevada 2-2 today for the tournament championship. Bryn Williamson led Iowa State in last night's game with 15 points. Members of the Boyer Valley Community School District's Board of Education on Wednesday voted 6-0 with one board member absent to change their high school football team from an 8-man configuration to 11-man. The change will go into effect for the 2012-2013 and the 2013 seasons. According to the Denison Review newspaper, the board will hold a special meeting Wednesday night in the high school auditorium with regard to the decision. Schools in Iowa have until next Thursday to make their football intentions known for the next 2 years. Boyer Valley played 11-man football until making the switch to 8-man for the past 2 seasons. Also in sports, a season with very few peaks and a lot of valleys ended in embarrassing fashion for the Iowa Hawkeyes, who were steamrolled by Nebraska at Nebraska yesterday, 20-7. The Huskers dominated every phase. The running game churned out 221 yards on the ground. The defense shut down the Hawkeyes, who needed a late touchdown to avoid their first shutout in more than 11 years. In fact, things were so bad that Nebraska's Taylor Martinez and his nearly sidearm delivery was clearly the better passer.
They played very well defensively, and they played well as an entire team. They clearly played much better than they had a week ago. I know they were disappointed with their outing in Ann Arbor, and came back and played about as well as we've seen them play. So credit goes to them. They really took control of the game. I think particularly that drive right before the half, once they took that thing, that kind of they never looked back after that.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes owned field position in the first quarter, but they failed to come away with points on three dives into Nebraska territory.
We didn't finish drives, and you know, the one time we had good field position, I think we were just like 48-yard line, you know, just 52 from the goal line. So we weren't able to do anything with that. And I really think, you know, the game was going back and forth pretty good until they took that ball and drove it. And I think it was an 80-yard drive there right before the half, and that's kind of when, to me, the thing turned.
Iowa never found a rhythm on offense and only ran 59 plays in the game.
The story of the game from my vantage point would be their offense played very well, especially, like I say, the last – 35 minutes of the game, and then The other part was we couldn't pass the ball effectively in the first half, and we were running the ball fine. Coconer ended up almost five a carry, so that wasn't the issue, but I thought we passed protected pretty well. We just couldn't move the ball through the air, and you know, we want to be a balanced team. If we can't do that, it makes it a little bit tough.
Ferentz said that Nebraska played well in all phases.
Nebraska's a good football team when they're playing well, and they played well today. They didn't last week. I think they'd be the first to admit that, and it was uncharacteristic last week. They turned it over. They didn't play well on special teams, and today they didn't make an error as far as the turnover. I thought we had a chance at a couple in that first half. Nothing in the second half, really, to speak of. And their special teams didn't hurt them at all. They played well on special teams, but now, last week, that was hardly the case, and they got back up on their feet. They're a good football team.
Now, less than 2 years after winning the Orange Bowl, the Iowa program has plunged into mediocrity with a second straight 7-5 season, including only a 4-4 mark in the Big Ten.
I mean, 8-4 would have sounded a lot better, certainly. And, yeah, I think there were two games. This game in Penn State, we really never got enough going to consider. We would have had a chance to win. Michigan State game, you know, we just we didn't execute well coming out of the locker room, and we fought back there, but we dug too deep of a hole. So you know, that's part of football, part of conference play, and we got challenges ahead certainly, but we'll take a couple of days off here, get back next week, and start focusing on trying to get that eighth win.
And that is our check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.